Talk to me.
Welcome back to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
We are speaking with Chad Medlick of SurplusToProfits.com about what you need to know to safely and profitably source surplus goods. Chad, you know, we were talking a little bit just before the break about selling on eBay, and I often get the question on, you know, about selling products on eBay, about price points and how to know whether something is profitable to sell on eBay. Now, when you're selling liquidation on eBay, what would you say is like one of the number of things that they should really be aware of?
Well, selling on eBay that's a great question, actually. Well, I would say that people, when they sell on eBay, I'd like to share five things, I think, to answer that question. Number one is, usually when people sell on eBay, when they sell anywhere, actually, the money is made a lot of time is when they buy. And if you can buy from a good source at low enough prices, then you actually can, if you understand who you're buying from and you understand the source, it's much easier to profit that way. So I would say, number one is make sure you know who you're dealing with. Call the source and talk to them.
I 100% agree.
Right. Yeah, and how long have they been buying it, and how long have they been in business, and any questions that you can ask and any information that you can get. Number two is understand what you're buying. I think a lot of times regardless to your question is, a lot of people will, if they want to build an eBay business, I think there's two types of eBay sellers. One, the people who want to go to a garage sale and they just want to make some extra money on the side, and that's okay. And then the people who want to actually build a business and become a power seller and make it their full-time job. A lot of times I don't believe that they really understand what it is that they're buying. I get the question, well, how do I find this product? How do I buy this pallet of stuff? Well, I would say, you know, be wise and know the key questions, like what is the condition of the products? What categories are the products in? What's the wholesale cost of the product as compared to the percentage of the wholesale you'll be purchasing it at, or the surplus percentage that you're purchasing it at? How many pallets are on the load, or how many pieces of product are there? So I think that those are some key questions to ask the product sourcing when you want to consider selling on eBay. Number three is understanding the cost associated with reselling the product. This is more than just knowing how much the pallet is selling for, but it's also important to understand what is involved in getting the product ready to put back on the market and getting it to your customer. Does the product involve putting your time in? Will it need costly repairs? Or is the product a new product? Are you going to have to invest in packaging materials to ship it? What is the cost of goods sold so you can compare, so you can figure out what your profit margins are? Number four is to know the market value of the product. So is it going to even be profitable for you to even sell the product? All too often, I think people want to sell the hot items, especially on eBay, because those products are in demand, but they don't think they understand sometimes that those markets can be saturated, or they don't look to see how much competition that they may have, or whether they're even competitive. Sometimes people, I think, want to sell their favorite things, but nobody else wants to buy it. So in other words, if someone's selling a Cabbage Patch Kids, and I don't think someone may want to invest in a Cabbage Patch load if no one wants to buy them.
Now, I don't know. Those Cabbage Patch Kids are real cute. And they are a trend that's coming back now.
So. I think so. It's something that keeps, we see things that keep coming back. So maybe that will be a hot seller.
But like you said, the key is knowing that market value of the product. Knowing, just like with anything you sell, know whether or not the market is going to buy it. Because if there's no buyers, you're stuck with a pallet load that you can't turn around in that 30 days that you were referring to.
Right, absolutely. And I think that is such a huge, important key to consider.
So what's number five?
And lastly, number five is have a plan to move the products after you've purchased them. A lot of times, I think what happens is you're always going to have some fast movers and hot sellers on a surplus and liquidation load. And then there's going to be things that's going to be a little bit slower moving. They're harder to sell, take a little bit longer. And that's why I kept saying having a back-end process and an upsell process, because at your current existing customer, you can move those slower moving items with that customer. If you're selling a camcorder, for instance, maybe you have a camcorder bag that you're having a hard time selling, and maybe it just doesn't take, you don't want to devote that much time because there's not that much profit margin. We'll package it with your camcorder. There's just different things to do like that. So it's just having a plan to know how to move your products.
Right, and two plans. You know, if you don't move it the one way quick enough, figure out what your plan B is going to be so that you can be prepared for it in case you need to do that.
Right, absolutely.
Could you provide us with a couple of examples of different ways of getting a hold of some liquidation and surplus stock?
Well, sure. There's several surplus dealers. A lot of times there's a good source of liquidation, but again, they may not be as direct as the source you'd like to get. There's also major reclamation centers. There's surplus auction companies, and you can work out deals actually with your local stores to take their overstock shelf pulls or customer returns.
Now, you know, Worldwide Brands has quite a bit of a research department here, and we're actually always calling liquidators, we're calling these reclamation centers to find the ones who will work with online retailers. I believe you also have a book that you put together.
Yes.
And they can find that on your information about that on your site.
That's correct. It's surplus2profits.com.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, are you able to give us an example of how someone might approach their local store about buying surplus?
Sure. Well, let me give you an actual real, a true story.
Right, I like true stories.
Right. I actually went into my local Lowe's store recently, and I got to thinking, you know, I'm always searching to find ways for where stores liquidate their different products at. And what do they do with the returns? Where do they send the repairs? Or what do they do with their overstocks or their seasonal items? Now, Lowe's has a lot of good products, obviously, if someone wants to get into hardware supplies and things like that. So I got to thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, I opened up a small conversation with one of the customer service workers who was helping me at the time. And at the end of the conversation, he was answering questions that I had been asking, such as, well, where does Lowe's send their closeout items to? What does Lowe's do with their customer returns or repaired items? How long does Lowe's keep their items on their shelves until they liquidate them? Where do they liquidate their items to? Can I purchase any of their closeout liquidated return items? Or simply, how much does Lowe's liquidate their products for? Now, these are important questions that anyone can ask any of their local stores. Now, I understand this guy didn't know me from Adam, but it was amazing how he did start telling me what he did know and how he didn't know the questions to all my answers. But what I did find is the correct person to talk to about those questions that I could get answers to. So the information I have about my Lowe's store, now I know what I can do to purchase Lowe's surplus and liquidation items. So I think it's very important that if you have not because you ask not, so I think that if someone just went into their store and they just simply ask questions. And now if it's a national store chain, maybe they'll have to call the corporate center or the corporate headquarters. But if it's a smaller store, maybe the store manager will know. But where someone lives, this is an approach that anyone can actually go into the store and find out how they can liquidate their overstock, return, closeout, or repaired items for a percentage of the profits for their local store.
It's much simpler than a lot of people think. So.
You're just simply asking.
Yeah, that's the key. You know, any traps to watch out for when starting out buying surplus?
Well, I think you have to beware of the scam artist.
As always, especially in the sourcing industry. It's something we always teach all the time on our site.
Yes, and unfortunately, I think that there's more scammers than legitimate sources. It seems that way. Now, I'm sure that's just one or two times. But actually, no, there's a lot of great sources out there, but you want to make sure you know how and where to buy as well as what to buy. Know who you're dealing with. I would suggest that people do their homework. Make sure they're dealing with a legitimate dealer before getting involved with them. Beware of the things that raise red flags. You want to use common sense, obviously, and if it sounds too good to be true, usually it probably is. Just don't get sucked up in a hype of the instant riches of someone telling you that their products are the only way to make money. You know,
definitely.
And I think that a lot of
that's a big red flag, you know.
Right.
If they're telling you that that's the only way or you're instant riches, all right, flag up. Think about what they're actually selling you.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I think the Internet is bombarded with a lot of cheap lists. You know, you see these things all the time, the wholesale, the eBay power seller sources. And I think a lot of times these are a lot of middlemen who
yep.
you know, they try to get in the way of sapping people's profits. And it's a very dangerous thing. So I would definitely suggest to know who it is that you're dealing with. And once you understand who it is you're dealing with, ask those key questions to know how to buy. And then that's going to definitely increase someone's chances of making money.
And for those out there who are looking for some of those key questions, we have at worldwidebrands.com a free ebook that talks about how to watch out for those scams and how to ask those right questions. So if that's a big concern for you, it's a free ebook. Go to worldwidebrands.com and you'll be able to downloading that and find out what those right questions are to ask. Now, what are the dangers of buying products on the surplus and liquidation market, and how can someone tell if they're dealing with a legitimate source?
Well, this is a great question, and it's one of the first questions people should ask when first getting involved with a company. Simply, the danger is you can lose a lot of money if you're not careful, and you can be stuck with a lot of junk products that you can do nothing with. I would caution someone to be just, again, to be extremely careful with who you're dealing with. Now, on the flip side of that, there's a lot of money to be made if you do it right. You just have to know the things to stay away from. And to tell if it's a legitimate source, use common sense. Make sure if you're looking at his website or if you're looking at a company, make sure that you have all of their contact info. If you're on a website and you don't see a phone number or an email address, I think it's a red flag. You want to test their customer support. Call them and ask questions. And if nobody answers the phone during normal business hours, you know, even if they have a physical address and you can and you're in, within the vicinity, I would definitely suggest to visiting the facility.
Definitely.
And beware of overhyped claims. This is one thing I think is very common. People wanting to sell name brand products at ridiculously low prices. For instance, if you can get great deals, beware of the guy who says he can get you 250 Sony CyberShot digital cameras for $10 each. That's just simply not going to happen unless they're stolen. So, you know, other red flags.
And you definitely don't want to be involved with stolen product, because a lot of misconception is you as the merchant are responsible for what you are selling. And if you are buying it from stolen property, you're still responsible for returning that property.
Right, and absolutely. And that's a great point. Another reason why it's very important to know the source of products that you're dealing with.
Yep, definitely. So now, often when I'm talking about liquidation and surplus, the question of what is a manifest and why is it so important that you understand what a manifest is? And I know you've dealt with a lot of manifests, so I'm going to let you answer that question.
Okay. A manifest is simply an itemized inventory list for the product that is on the pallets or load with the associated wholesale cost and the piece count of each product listed. What it does is it simply allows you to know what's on the pallets or load you'll be receiving by listing them in a paper document. And this is usually attached to the pallets. This is an extremely important document. Let me tell you why this is important. I once called a company located in Florida looking to purchase some pallets. I talked to the guy who tried to sell me 3 pallets of electronic products for a ridiculous price, which didn't include freight. I proceeded to ask him what was on the pallets and told him I wanted I asked him to go out into the warehouse and look at the pallets and tell me what he saw on the pallets, what condition they were in, and then I wanted him to read me the manifest. Well, the long story short is what happened is the price was way too high for what was included on the pallets, so basically I would have lost money on that purchase. I knew there were questions to ask, and so when I asked him the questions, it didn't seem to match up with what the manifest was saying. And so if I hadn't known to check the manifest, I would have lost money and been frustrated and disappointed. So I guess the moral of the story is to focus on buying the products knowledgeably so you can successfully sell them once you find them.
And it's a lot easier than you think. Just know the right questions.
That's right.
Well, that is our time for today with Chad Maslick of surplus2profits.com. Chad, thanks so much for being here. We greatly appreciate all your comments and advice.
Thank you very much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Coming up next, our Product Source of the Week segment, when Product Sourcing Radio continues. I'm Colette Marshall.
You're listening to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Timely communications with clients and prospective clients is the lifeblood of any business. If you want your small business to project a Fortune 500 image, then check out the toll-free voicemail and virtual phone services at InTouchSys.com. Now even home offices have affordable access to world-class features such as personalized greetings, multiple voicemail extensions, call forwarding, and music on hold. Calls are answered professionally 24/7. Automate many of the tasks that you normally handle by phone and fax, freeing up your time to build your business. There are no long-term contracts, no equipment to install, no busy signals, and no headaches. Starting at only $9.95 a month, it's like having your own personal assistant for pennies a day. Through strategic partnerships, we also provide you with tools to help keep your clients longer and have them happily refer others to you. Get a Fortune 500 image today with services from InTouchSys.com. That's intouchsys.com.
There are only two ways to get out of debt. You inherit it or you earn more. If you're looking for the right opportunity to work from home, be with your kids, and earn enough money to live the life you've always dreamed about, then log on to workfromhomewithus.com. If you're like most of us, you're thinking, can I really make money at home or is this a ripoff? WorkFromHomeWithUs.com is the program you've heard about on the top three radio networks in America, with some of the most credible talk show hosts talking about it. Why does the program work? WorkFromHomeWithUs.com has personal business coaches who are available daily to support your success each step of the way. We provide you with ongoing support, mentoring, goal setting, hands-on training, everything you need, because we want you to succeed. Log on to WorkFromHomeWithUs.com and we'll rush your Getting Started package to you immediately. Start the process to earn more money right now at WorkFromHomeWithUs.com.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
Ooh, those stale odors you smell inside your home or office are most likely bacteria, mold, or mildew. Now, Lasting Planet offers you Hygienic Air, the natural solution to clean your environment. Effective in sick buildings, Hygienic Air is clinically tested and proven to help eliminate mold and mildew. Placed in a room or HVAC system, the continuous action of Hygienic Air lasts for months, protecting your home, office, car, RV, or boat. It also comes in a non-aerosol spray that works on contact, actually penetrating the micromembrane where pathogens live. Environmentally safe, it generates no ozone, needs no electricity, and uses no harsh or caustic chemicals, just pharmaceutical-grade tea tree oil, farmed as a renewable resource. Visit our website, lastingplanet.com, to learn how Hygienic Air cleans the air you breathe. Lastingplanet.com, environmentally conscious products to improve your life and your world. Our world, lastingplanet.com. Dealer inquiries invited.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand. Log on, listen, and learn.